Keys to Warfare. Thousands of years ago, at the dawn of military history, various strategists in different cultures noticed a peculiar phenomenon. In battle, the side that was on the defensive often won in the end. There seemed to be several reasons for this. First, once the aggressor went on the attack, he had no more surprises in store. The defender could clearly see his strategy and take protective action. Second, if the defender could somehow turn back this initial attack, the aggressor would be left in a weak position. His army was disorganized and exhausted. It requires more energy to take land than to hold it. If the defenders could take advantage of this weakness to deliver a counterblow, they could often force the aggressor to retreat. Based on these observations, the art of the counterattack was developed. Its basic tenets were to let the enemy make the first move, actively baiting him into an aggressive attack that would expend his energy and unbalance his lines, then taking advantage of his weakness and disorganization. This art was refined by theorists such as Sun Tzu and practiced to perfection by leaders like Philip of Macedon. The first step in mastering the counterattack is to master yourself, and particularly the tendency to grow emotional in conflict. Once you learn patience, your options suddenly expand. Instead of wearing yourself out in little wars, you can save your energy for the right moment, take advantage of other people's mistakes, and think clearly in difficult situations. You will see opportunities for counterattack where others see only surrender or retreat. The key to the successful counterattack is staying calm while your opponent gets frustrated and irritable. The counterattack is a particularly effective strategy against what might be called the barbarian, the man or woman who is especially aggressive by nature. Do not be intimidated by these types. They are, in fact, weak and are easily swayed and deceived. The trick is to goad them by playing weak or stupid while dangling in front of them the prospect of easy gains. You should look for the emotion that your enemies are least able to manage, then bring it to the surface. With a little work on your part, they will lay themselves open to your counterattack. Without overt manipulation on your part, you can control your opponent's minds. Bait them into a rash attack. When it ends up in disaster, they will have only themselves to blame, and everyone around them will blame them too. You win both the battle of appearances and the battle on the field. Very few strategies offer such flexibility and power. Reversal. The counterattack strategy cannot be applied in every situation. There will always be times when it is better to initiate the attack yourself, gaining control by putting your opponents on the defensive before they have time to think. If the enemy is too smart to lose patience and attack you, or if you have too much to lose by waiting, go on the offensive.